preserving the historic Beth Hebrew Synagogue near downtown Phoenix took another step forward last night. The city council approved a historic preservation warehouse threatened building grant of up to $280,000. That's intended to help the building's rehabilitation, which is estimated to cost around $400,000. Michael Levine, historic preservation developer, is leading the effort and is with me to talk about. So, Michael, what would the grant be used for?
Right now, the most expensive thing is the stained glass. So there's two remaining panels on the front of the building, and we're going to be able to use a local resource to replicate that. So they'll recast it, and then we'll restore the missing stained glass. That's the big lift.
How much of it has to feel like it did in its original state? How much of that is the goal for this? It's not just restoring a building, it's trying to restore the spirit, the feel that it's had, right?
Yeah, it's a mid-century modern building, so you can, you know, luckily you can recreate the missing parts. I personally don't go plastic and don't recreate things that I can't prove were there, which has been done. But on this one, there's enough of the original fabric left to copy and recreate and then put back.
How special is the architecture in this building? Describe some of it for us.
The architect was Max Kaufman, and he was a polymath. He read and wrote hieroglyphics, and he was Jewish. And he designed the building based off of Chai, off of 18. So the building has 18 throughout the 18 windows, 18-foot high ceilings, all these multiples of Chai, which can resonate with everyone beyond Judaism. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't know that, it's architecturally, it's a spectacular building.
Is there anything especially important about its location?
Well, it's interesting because most of the context is gone. Most of the buildings were from the teens and the 20s, craftsman style kind of buildings. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden there was this alien 1955 modernist building popping up. With the apartments that are next to it now, it's now the small building. So it was the big building, now it's the small building. And the neighborhood has come back. Roosevelt in downtown is enjoying a renaissance. So this building is a line in the sand that tells the entire continuity of Phoenix.
And this is a greater issue than just for the Jewish community. I mean, this is part of Phoenix.
I like to describe Phoenix as the island of misfit toys, as kind of like an Australian penal colony. So a lot of asthma sufferers and tuberculosis and people who came here and fell in love with it or got stuck here. Mm-hmm. And the people that made this community and made that building didn't come here because they wanted to come here. It was life and death. They had to breathe. I've told that story, and people say, oh, yeah, that's why I came here. A relative came out here. So when it comes to Holocaust survivors doing that, then it ups the ante on what they went through and what they continue to go through.
The way this one was built and the reason it was built gives it more heft, gives it more heart. So tell us a little bit about that.
The people who founded it are on a different level. The Lowy family... Elias Lowy saved 1,500 people from the Vichys. His sons fought in the resistance and shot and killed Nazis. So if you have a synagogue founded by people who shot and killed Nazis, that tells a different story. A lot of the survivors who came were Orthodox, and they had no place to go. And the Reformed Temple fundraised for the Orthodox Jews who had nothing to start over. I mean, that's... To have that happen in Phoenix, which is about rebirth and rising from the ashes, is, you know, a beautiful metaphor. The architect who came here wanted to fight in World War II, and he couldn't. He happened to read and write hieroglyphics. So, I mean, it's Passover this week, and now you have a Jewish architect who knows those stories, and he designs a building based off of ancient numbers. But it's the building's story is about resistance and chutzpah and gumption. Mm-hmm. and never giving up. Phoenix doesn't have a Holocaust education or Holocaust memorial. It's the largest city of its type, of its kind, that doesn't have one. Mm-hmm. And if this becomes that, that would be full circle.
I mean, do you want it to become that?
Yeah, most definitely. It would be the only Holocaust memorial Jewish center founded by Holocaust survivors. And not just any Holocaust survivors who fought back.
Michael Levine is a Phoenix-based historic preservation developer.